37.
You're not going to believe who it is. Hey, Kate Delaney, hanging out with you across America and beyond our boundaries here on a show called America Tonight. If you just tuned in for the first time, welcome. Spread the word. We hope it's like wildfire. We want all the fires out in California, but we want a different kind of metaphorical wildfire when it comes to America Tonight. Big shout out to our pals in Japan. You know, we have 2 million listeners there. They want to learn English. I understand we're supposed to take a trip to Japan. That should be fun. Rest assured, I don't think we'll be getting an interview anytime soon if she's listened to America Tonight with Susan Rice, who went from UN ambassador to now being named National Security Advisor. Wow. I think Henry Kissinger, and what a job Henry Kissinger did under Nixon and then Gerald Ford. I think of Colin Powell and the job that he did as National Security Advisor. And I think of a slew of other names that come to mind, and none of them will, I believe, be in danger of getting on the worst list compared to Susan Rice. Why was she named National Security Advisor? Is it because of a guilt trip by the president? Because she's a loyalist. Could this woman be more incompetent? Think of her negotiating with foreign leaders. Think of her trying to massage the media in any way and having intelligent conversations with congressional leaders about what's happening with foreign policy and foreign leaders for that matter. Think of Benghazi and the scandal. She walks into this gig after a disastrous, disastrous performance on a grand scale when she took the mic on the Sunday shows after Benghazi and gave up the bizarre fairy tale talking points. Was she covering up? Was she complicit? Was she incompetent? What was she when she peddled that bunch of nonsense? She's another teleprompter reader, is what one of my friends said. But I think even Brzezinski under Carter, I can think of so many others. Bren Scowcroft, too, I would put him there as well. Kissinger, to me, would be number one. And now she adds her name to that list. They had incredible credentials. She was ineffective at her job at the UN as the ambassador. She couldn't get Russia, China to deal with Syria or to even hammer any kind of sanctions against Iran. And now she is named National Security Advisor. What is wrong with this administration? What is wrong with them? They have to be out of their minds appointing her to this position. This is called circling the wagons. I don't care if she's incompetent. It's about being loyal. And that's what Obama does, because look at Eric Holder, who says he has no intention of resigning. The attorney general, who should have resigned years ago, now he's got cement legs, even though he's right in the hornet's nest of looking at the phone records of hundreds of journalists, being part of that whole subpoena thing, hundreds of journalists and editors at the Associated Press, really ticking off the press on all sides of this, Democratic, Republican, conservative, whatever you want to label them. You know, so give me a break. But I think the real blunder is Susan Rice as National Security Advisor. because of the blunder on Benghazi, she didn't slide into any kind of an approval as the CIA director, nor should she have. I don't know that she for sure would have gotten that spot, but she definitely was not going to get it after the Benghazi, I'm going to call it, cover-up. So this will go away in the next couple of weeks, but keep your eye on Susan Rice, and let's see the kind of job that she does as a national security advisor. I'm just saying, Henry Kissinger, Susan Rice. Kind of weigh those two things. Hey, for as much as some people hammered Condi Rice, do you think she had the credentials to take over the reins of the job when she took it? Condi Rice, Susan Rice. I mean, really, why? Why tap Susan Rice? We're going to talk about a couple of different things here during this hour, including, do you go to the ATM and use it all the time and not think about how much money you're pulling out, meaning not so much the money, but the fact that you're paying ATM fees? Let me tell you, you go to a casino, you go to a foreign country, you end up where you're running errands and you don't think about it, and it's not one where you're going to your bank and then you get charged the extra. You know what? You look at your bank statements, and if you're one of those online people, look online and see what you find. I guarantee you're going to see a lot of charges there. You're going to see all those ATM charges. Add them up. I know it's a pain. Get out your iPhone, get out the calculator, and start adding them up and see how much money you're blowing by not just going and getting some money out of the bank, stick it in your wallet, your purse, your jeans, whatever, and moving on. So we're going to talk about the dangers also of the ATM, not picking the right kind of a pin. I've seen this with a few people, and there's four definite pins you should not choose when you're coming up with one for a debit card, and we're going to tell you what those are. I'm going to talk with Greg Stebbins, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine. So we'll do that coming up in this hour. Some bright news at the beginning. Remember little Sarah, 10 years old, at CHOP Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, waiting for a lung, but they weren't going to give her a lung unless it was a child's lung because she was 10 years old. And the law, the way it's written, you have to be 12 or above. A federal judge ruled in her favor, which means Sarah's life might be saved. And bravo to any of you in this audience who might have complained. I heard, as I have a cousin who's a nurse at CHOP, that the phone lines blew out, that people were sending all kinds of things to her. They couldn't even take all the stuff in there. And that also on the Hill, they were getting bombarded. People really, really felt for her and her family. So this shows you the power of people, the power of responding, whatever the issue might be. And this was a big one because this little girl has a clock that's ticking on her life, has just maybe 3 weeks. And what are the odds that some child would die and she would get the lung of the child that would be able to match up? She has a much better chance now on the organ donor list looking for that lung than she did before because of a law that didn't really make sense in this case, according to many, many, many doctors. So thank goodness for a very wise federal judge. All right, stay with us. Think about Susan Rice for a second. We're going to let Greg Stebbins tell you about the ATM as we lighten the load in a sense, because we want to give you some useful information. Then we're going to bounce back to Susan Rice. So keep this number handy, 855-266.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Oh, how many times do you hit the ATM? Every time you pass one, I bet. At least a couple of times a day. How about when you go and you travel and it costs you like $3 and $4? I have to say, as somebody who said they would never do it, I am very, very guilty of that, folks. I don't know about all of you. My pal Greg Stebbins is in the wings. He's one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. Also, Men's Health Magazine now does a radio show. Where can we hear your radio show, Greg?
Well, come find us at menshealth.com/radio, and we've got a list of affiliates there. It's very exciting for us. I mean, you and I have been talking for years with, about stories in Men's Health, and for us now to be on the radio with our own show, it just makes perfect sense. And I think it's been, our listeners have been very excited about it too.
Sweet. All right, ATM machines. I know you're going to lie to me and say you would never do that, but you've been on some island with your beautiful wife, or you've been somewhere where you had to get money, and you did it, didn't you?
Well, you know what's funny is I use ATM, but I'll almost never, maybe once or twice a year, will I go to what I call a foreign ATM, where you have to pay your bank's fee and the other bank's fee.
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice a year, because it just... watching that $4 or $5 sucked out of my account just makes me crazy. And the irony is, I did it today. Today, I knew I was going to be talking to you, and there I am with no cash. I actually got a haircut, and the barber said, "Oh, yeah, we don't take credit cards."
Oh,
I can't give the haircut back.
No, you got to get
so
the money.
I went to the closest ATM, and I bit the bullet, and I knew I was talking to you about it, which just really irked me, but. If you can avoid paying those fees, I think for a lot of people, I think we go into denial about it, but I think if you actually took out your bank accounts for the last 3 months or 6 months or the last year and you added up what you paid in ATM fees, I think a lot of people would feel a bit sick to their stomach realizing that they literally threw that money away, because you don't have to pay the fees.
Absolutely, and you're right. If you added up all the fees, in fact, I'm sure Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever knows whoever, Susie Orman, when they're doing one of their shows, they talk about ATM fees because some people have a crazy habit about that. And so if you added them up, it would be, you know, the price of however many meals or water bills or whatever it is that you have to pay.
Or a car payment or something. Yeah, and the other thing to understand is, and this is quantified, they're going up. They went up 11% last year. So if you think you were paying more, it may be because you were going more, but it may have also just been that they've raised the fees. So you are paying more.
Yeah. So what do you do? How are you be smarter about ATM use? I mean, obviously one is just to stop completely, but what else can you do about it?
Well, some of it has to do with your bank, and some of it has to do with habit. And by the way, by the time we're done talking here, I hope we'll also talk about what's called ATM skimming. That's where bad guys steal your ATM number and your PIN. So let's make sure we talk about that too.
Sure.
But there are actually banks that will refund you for any ATM fees. So you go to any machine. In a way, it's better than going to a big bank because at a big bank, you still have to go find the big bank. The big bank. Can I talk tonight?
Yes, the big bank's
location or ATM to avoid the fees. Whereas if you go to a bank that just reimburses you for ATM fees, you just go to the closest machine and you don't worry about it. And there's some big banks that do this. TD Ameritrade does it. Ally does it. Charles Schwab does it. And there may be some local banks in your area or even credit unions that do the same thing. If you're a big ATM user, if you need cash and you're constantly running to a machine to get it, this is one of the first things you should do is just get a bank that'll give you the money back. You'll actually have access to more machines, in a sense, because you won't be looking for your bank's machines, and you just won't worry about it because they'll give you back the money at the end of the month.
Yeah, and there is a few clever things that happen around the country. If people know that have listened to me, Greg, for a long time. I always say I can't get a good cup of coffee outside of New Jersey and South Philly and parts of New York because they have these convenience stores called Wawa, and they have massive coffee, and you're familiar with them. And they did a clever thing. They have an ATM machine that charges you nothing. So you use their ATM machine as long as it's hooked up to, you know, Star or whatever those networks are, Pulse, you're okay. It's zero to go in there.
Oh,
people use it all the time.
Of course, you come in and you probably buy stuff while
yes,
you're in the store.
Exactly.
That
so they make
true.
Out.
That's very, very clever.
It is very clever. All right, speaking of being clever, and you mentioned it, one of the first things you have to watch out for, and, you know, we all have so many passwords and everything else that we have to remember, but you have to be really careful. And I think people are cavalier about the PIN thing because they want to hurry up and get their ATM card going. Sometimes they're at the bank when they get the ATM card. They get it in the mail, whatever. They have to go through the rigmarole of the prompts, and they just pick a bunch of numbers. But that's a mistake, isn't it?
Well, mostly. So someone did some research on this, and they found that 20% of all ATM cards had the same passwords. The same four passwords. And we could guess what they are, right? 1234.
Mm-hmm.
1111.
Mm-hmm.
0000. And 1212. If that's the PIN on your ATM card, just know, if you ever lose it or it's stolen, your money's gone. Your money's going to be gone so fast because a thief, those are the first four PINs that a thief is going to try. So
yeah,
you've
got
to come up with something a little more challenging. Because, you know, when someone steals or you lose a credit card or an ATM, what that's actually called is a crime of opportunity. And what that means is you're only going to get fleeced to the degree that you made it easy to fleece you. So if someone gets your ATM card and the PIN is hard, are they really going to spend that much time trying to crack the code, or are they just going to throw it away and go get another ATM from a sucker who used the password 1234?
Yes. That's what they're going to do. You're right. So what's your number?
Sorry, not falling for that.
You're not.
Not even close.
So the idea is don't avoid predictable things, too. Like even because if somebody cracks the code somehow with something else
your birth,
you have.
Your month and birth year, bad idea. Your address, bad idea. Do you remember, just as a real-world example, this wasn't a PIN number, but it's close enough to make the point. Do you remember when Sarah Palin's email was hacked?
Yes, yes.
Now, how her email was hacked, she was running for vice president, how her email was hacked was that Just as you might use the four numbers in your street address as your PIN, I can find the four numbers of your street address. If I had your card, I would look for that. I would look for the month and year you were born. I'd also try putting the day you were born in there as well. I would just try all that stuff if I wanted to get into your account. And for most people, it probably would work. In 10 tries of guesses, we could probably figure it out. In the case of Sarah Palin, her password was Wasilla High and then something. Well, how hard was it for someone to find out what high school she went to?
Yeah,
not very hard at all. It was all over Google.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have a tip, and you talk about this in Men's Health magazine, but I agree with this. I try to do this. There is something about, for goodness sake, we don't carry cash. So what you should do is you can set yourself up, am I right, where you go and you get the cash for the week, or you go twice and you get your cash, and then that's it. You have it in your wallet, you have it in your purse, and you're done.
Yeah, and that actually accomplishes two things at once. One is, if you're paying to use an ATM, it's at least reducing the fees down to the 2 trips instead of 5 trips a week. I used to go every day and get a 20. You know, that's not a good idea. As soon as a 20 was gone, I would go get another one. Bad idea. But the other thing is, if you always go get cash on Monday morning and you always get cash on Friday afternoon, so you have cash for the week, the work week, and then you have cash for the weekend, not only does it cut down on the fees, but it also puts you on a budget. You hopefully have said to yourself, I'm allowed to spend X dollars in cash during the week, and here is that cash.
Right.
And the same thing with I've budgeted to spend X during the weekend. You know, there can be exceptions, and sometimes there's special occasions and things, but, you know, the whole idea of budgeting, which is a smart thing to do, is, you know, let's kind of know what we're doing, so if we veer off the budget once in a while, at least we know what we're doing and we know what the impact is.
Absolutely makes sense. All right, explain skimming to us.
Okay, so this is really a scary thing. So I'm going to tell you the scary part, and then I'm going to tell you the oh-so-simple solution. So the scary thing is, bad guys will go up to an ATM and stick their own slot over the slot that's there. So when you slide your card in, you're actually sliding your card into their machine, and it reads the number. And then somewhere they will attach a small little camera. And, you know, nobody thinks it's weird to see a camera at an ATM because there's cameras everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's their camera. So now their skimmer is reading your number, and their camera is watching your hand as you type in the PIN. You're done.
You are done.
You're done. So what's the oh-so-simple solution? It's so simple, it's just and so low tech. Use one hand to type in the number and cover your hand with the other.
There
they
you
may
go.
Get your number, but they don't have your PIN.
Yeah, problem solved. All right,
problem
so I hope
solved.
Everyone paid good attention to what great attention to what Greg was telling us. Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine. Thanks as always for stopping by.
It's great to be here.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
I am extraordinarily proud to announce my new national security advisor, our outstanding ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, as well.
President Obama, what are you thinking? He's thinking loyalty. I love you, babe. You stood by me. You read the teleprompter. You stuck with our talking points. So here is your reward. They tried to shut you out on the Hill. No way were they going to confirm you. So you stepped aside, and we give you the National Security Advisor title. Think of the people who have held that title before. Started in the 50s, right? There have been a couple of good ones, including Henry Kissinger. She is no Henry Kissinger. I think it's a big mistake because of the blunders of Benghazi. But more importantly, I think she's incompetent, does not have the pedigree for this gig. She's going to talk to foreign leaders, the press. She has no credibility with the media, so what's going to happen there with that relationship, which, by the way, is a very big one with the National Security Advisor, and certainly in that spot, you're on the world stage, you could not be any bigger. So here we go. That's one thing about the president. If you work for him, he's sticking by you no matter what. You have to unstick yourself like Rahm Emanuel and decide you want to go back to Chicago and become the mayor of Chicago. Or like Robert Gibbs and you decide I want to be involved in the day-to-day ops in the second part of this administration of getting you elected into that second part. Most of the people have just resigned, gone on to whatever else they were looking at. And nobody's heads roll in this administration. So Susan Rice, didn't get a fair shake, according to the president. It's what he thinks. He did not say that in the Rose Garden earlier in the day, but he moved forward with the Rice appointment. All right, each and every show I always say this. We have great people who listen and email us. You're so thoughtful. You come up with some really good stuff. You really do. I mean, even when it's just a couple of lines, you hit the points. You nail it home, no question about it. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. He's on strike.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, we didn't pay him last week, so he kind of was, he was slow. He was slow walking that in for me.
You know about America's postal industry. Come on.
I know. So we do have snail mail, by the way. Here's a quick one. We can go to the phone lines, too, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. All right, this one from JB, who says, wow, Rice as the national security advisor? You got to be kidding me. Somewhere Nixon is rolling over in his grave. Yeah, Nixon was really the guy who found Henry Kissinger, and then he went on with Gerry Ford after that, too. But Kissinger, I guess, seems to be our favorite flavor in that position. And you think of what he did diplomatically, and that just, there's no way that adds up. All right, there was one more comment about that. Van says, I can't believe that there's such idiots at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I hate to call the president that, but I can no longer hold back. Naming Susan Rice as the national security advisor was one of the biggest mistakes, I would say, to date of his administration. Enough said. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, maybe she surprises us, but I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. Here's a quick other one here, too, from Susan, who says, saving Sarah, what a brilliant thing. Thank God for a forward-thinking judge. So Kathleen Sebelius is ordered to make an exception on this transplant for that little girl to get a lung. I love it. In your face, Kathleen. Yeah, because she wasn't going to budge. She said, I can't do anything about it. I can't play God. There's other people on the list and all the adults on the list. So now young Sarah Murnahan hopefully gets the lung transplant because they're making that exception that she was ordered to do that. The federal judge said, you have to do this. So she can be moved to the adult lung transplant list. It gives her a much better chance of potentially getting the life-saving treatment that she needs, because the federal policy now puts kids under 12 at the bottom of the list of those who can get donated adult lungs. So bravo. Rex in Illinois, you have the floor. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh my goodness, Miss Rice, and then he equates Miss Powell.
I know.
I mean, listen, crap rolls downhill, and this way it's coming from Chicago all the way to the White House and vice versa.
Well said, on a fast track, I agree, no, absolutely.
We're in the abyss. If we don't start to fire back somehow and stop some of this stuff, this is the most troubling thing I've heard of in this administration. And I'm not a basher of Obama. He's just he's an innocuous type of cat out there.
Yeah.
You know, all of these people with all this great lettuce on the wall and all these sheepskins, they've never done a darn thing, including him.
I agree. I agree.
This takes the case, the cake. I mean, I'm incredulous right now. He's just ignoring everything as he always does, and that's how he's been taught to do it. And so I'm frustrated, as you can tell. If we don't start somehow firing back at this whole deal, I think I hearkened back about 3 weeks ago. It's time to dig up Sam Irvin and get some stuff to crack in here.
Yeah, we got to think of Watergate. We got to go back to those Watergate days. But you're right. He suffered no fools. He was smart. He got to the point, and he got things done, yes.
And a lot of people didn't like him, but by God, he got the job done.
He got the job done, yes.
I mean, you know, he turned over rocks and things like that that people didn't want turned over. But in the long end of the day, by God, it worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of these little schisms and all these little committees and all this little stuff. No, it's time to bring up some high-powered stuff. You know, and, you know, the guns, the Contra affair in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd start right there to begin with. I mean, and just go down the line.
Yeah, just go down the line. And you know, you just go down the line with Eric Holder when we're talking about Fast and Furious Rex. I love it. Hardcore. Suffers no fools. I agree with him. See, to me, he really is the teleprompter president, and that's because it proves it with Susan Rice. He wants to be liked, and this carries over into the people he surrounds himself with because she stood by him. She stepped away. Oh, okay, there's pressure. I'm going to step away after what I said was, you know, whether it was a cover-up or whatever the reason was she said it. The faux story about what happened, what was the reason for Benghazi and the four Americans being slaughtered. You know, the whole thing about the little tiny Prophet Muhammad film that was all of 14 minutes on YouTube. But that, you know, that's what it wasn't about. And we know that that was a targeted deal. And we don't even know half of it, I'm certain. So that was so bloody bogus. And so many people complained that she was not going to be able to be confirmed for the CIA director, and they knew it, so she stepped away. She graciously stepped away and continued to be in her same post, knowing that he would, she would be able to cash her chip in the second administration, for in the second part of this administration, which she still was part of, because remember that was 2012, the September, that's when that happened. So get rid of Benghazi, because we got this whole election thing going on. We don't want problems with that. So she gets her payoff. She's able to cash it in. And that's the thing. He's loyal. So if you're his friend, you're his buddy, you helped him get elected, you're in his corner, you're part of the team, you are solid, you are there. And it's the same, I believe, with why there is sensitivity with the administration, because he wants to be liked. He's Joe Cool. He was friendly and popular and whatever in his days in Harvard and all the other places where Obama was. And this has translated into his politics. I mean, people forget this. He was what? Pretty much a brand new senator when he all of a sudden was running for president. And then you think about that before when he was state senator. We've had people on the air to talk about what he did as state senator. I know people make jokes about the community organizer thing, but people did like him, and that's what he was. He didn't rattle any cages there, so Rex is dead on in his analysis. And notice how Rex says, you know, he's not creaming Obama, calling him names, saying, you know, he's innocuous, whatever. But he's saying he's ineffective. There's nothing going on here. And this just nails it home with the Rice appointment, you know, without a doubt. Hey, if you want to weigh in on this, you certainly can. I think this is now one of the biggest blunders, one of the dumbest things that they've done so far into the second term. 855-266-KATE, translated, 855-266-5283. Also, we're going to talk about what should happen with the media shield law. Should it also protect bloggers or not? I'm going to tell you why I think it shouldn't, even though I'm all for bloggers and there's some awesome bloggers out there. And you blog away, and I hope you get tons of people who follow you. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
So you can rock the phone lines at 855-266-5283. Throw in your 2 cents, Susan Rice. Hey, maybe I'm all wet on this. Anybody out there a big fan of Susan Rice and you think I'm crucifying her unnecessarily? You think she was a scapegoat? You think she deserves to be in the position that she's in right now? I'd say, listen, I could probably find five other women that would do a better job. It's not a female thing. Forget that. It has nothing to do with that. She was qualified, and she was qualified, and she was a flaming liberal Democrat, but she was awesomely qualified. You know, I'd give her a pass. I'd say, hey, listen, this is the credentials. This is what she brings to the table when it comes to foreign relations. This is her background. This is what she has as far as negotiating skills, which I think, by the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, might be a 2. Maybe a 2, because she had to learn something in the years that she's been at the UN or been the U.S. ambassador. But I'm going to say she has no credibility with the media, probably has not a lot of credibility on the foreign stage, not really. And she definitely, to me, is incompetent or just a loyalist that spouts out whatever the administration wants, and if that's the case, that's not good either. You want a national security advisor that's not afraid to stand up to the president, not afraid to stand up to the inner circle, to be another pair of eyes to say, hey, here's what I see. This is what I looked at. This is looking at the analysis of this data. Here's what's going on. Here's what we need to do with Russia and China and Iran and that situation. Here's what's happening with North Korea. I'm part of the whole war room now. So if she's going to be one of the big boys, then she better stand tall. And I don't think she can. I think she's going to be like the Hunchback of Notre Dame or worse. Dale in Illinois, KHMO 1070, one of our favorite affiliates. Hey, how are you doing, Dale?
Well, I'm doing great. Boy, that was, I would say probably, I'm going to mark you down as undecided on Susan Rice.
No, very decided. I think it's so poor. Think of the national security advisors that we've had in the past. I keep saying Kissinger, but there have been a slew of others. You know, even Condi Rice. You could look at Condi Rice, Colin Powell, more modern times. There's no way she leapfrogs any of them.
Well, I think this proves my old axiom about President Obama and about the race issue and the reparations and the revenge. The guy's smart enough to know this isn't about her competence. She doesn't have any competence to do this.
Mm-mm.
This is a payback. He doesn't care about our country. He Mm-mm. cares about taking care of his friends and paying back. And creating a problem. He's getting back at Republicans. And golly, the way they're responding to things now, Kate, you figuratively, you just put a big zero on your back because you've criticized one of his own. What's going to happen to you?
Well, I don't get a lot of interviews with Democrats. I get more with Republicans, some independents, and some Democrats, but they really spit me out because of some of the things I've said.
But here, Kate, they're picking at some people that, believe me, I am no one at any great report, and there's a lot of people out there the same way as I am. That tried to start a 501c4-3, got pigeonholed like that, and here you're on 300 stations across the country. I'm telling you, be careful.
All right, Dale, I will take that warning. I love it. Another hardliner guy, Dale, thanks. And so he's not happy about the whole Rice thing, and frankly, I agree. And really, you know what? It isn't a party thing. It isn't with me. Because if somebody's good, I will absolutely cop to that. If somebody is a Democrat and they're a Democrat that's good at what they're doing, they can compromise, they can work with people across the aisle, they make a little sense, maybe they lean a little bit in a different direction, they're not straight across party lines. It has nothing to do with that. Just strictly on the basis of what has she done in the past since following her, looking at her resume and tracking the thing that we have right in front of our face, which is Benghazi. But even before Benghazi, if you wanted to put her up against other national security advisors, and what an important position that is. If I'm the president of the United States, this is the number one thing that I think has to happen. When I get into office, I want to have the best people that I can possibly convince to be part of my cabinet or work with me in whatever capacity to be on my team, because I can't do it all, and I need great minds around me. I at least need a shot at greatness. I need a couple of good people who aren't afraid to shake it up with me and disagree, by the way, and tell me I am completely wrong, and here's what they see, and not just toe the line, because that makes for a much better administration, and there's a chance you'll catch some of the holes in the net. If you have people like that around you, you don't want a bunch of parrots. And that's what I think Obama has. Certainly in Eric Holder, and now you can chalk that up with Susan Rice. Of course, he had that before, but elevating her into the national security advisor role, I'd say, yeah, absolutely not. There are better equipped people that could be put into that position that could deal with foreign leaders, especially with what we see happening now, I believe, then, you know, Susan Rice. Absolutely. You know, it's been all about leaks and lies and investigations this entire summer, up until, of course, the point where everybody goes on vacation, is about these committees and investigations that we're all paying for. And this story came out now that he's back in his grape fields, and that would be Leon Panetta. A Republican is saying, a top House Republican, which is a Pete King, he suffers no fools. People either love Pete King or they hate Pete King, the congressman from New York, because he criticizes a lot. He slammed the former Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, because he's saying, look, he disclosed sensitive information on Osama bin Laden on that raid to a Hollywood filmmaker. He's talking about Catherine Bigelow and Zero Dark Thirty, which, of course, now is on everywhere, HBO or wherever it goes next, or you can still rent it. And so Pete King is saying there is such hypocrisy here. This is such craziness. The administration cracking down on leaks, going after the Associated Press, but they're orchestrating leaks. So here you have the White House in bed with Hollywood, cooperating, and because of that, we have security breaches all over the place, but yet they're seizing records of Fox News and AP people, and now those leaks are being looked into. And even at one point, we know this is happening with the news reporter, Rosen, they're labeling him as a co-conspirator in that one case, so I love it. I love that Pete King is saying, wait a second, can we just look at this first and say, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And this unpublished report was first discovered by the Project on Government Oversight. Of course, it's always the watchdog groups, and confirmed by King, because that's what happens. They find it out. Nobody knows in Congress. And they say, oh, by the way, Congressman King, did you realize this? We want to give you a copy of the information we found out. So, you know, they asked for the investigation 2 years ago, and that report shows two instances when the administration divulged the names of people involved in the bin Laden op, and in both cases, to the people making the movie Zero Dark Thirty. And they released the information. So, it's like one hand is not washing the other and not watching what they're doing and what they're saying. Now, this even came up, Jay Carney, during the press conference. And Carney said that he has more important things to do than worry about a Hollywood movie. Yeah, he's got to worry about how he's going to defend Susan Rice in the near future. Oh, my. Things are off the tracks in Washington. But what else is new?
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.